بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear respected elders and listeners, we will continue where we left off last week, and we were discussing the fard or compulsory acts in salah. Just to recap, the fard and compulsory acts of salah are six. And leaving any one of these out will render the salah invalid, meaning that the salah will have to be repeated if any of these six items, six acts are left out. We said takbir at-tahrima, the saying of Allahu Akbar to begin the salah. Many people start the salah simply by lifting their hands up to their ears and tying them. This does not enter a person into salah. Only when a person says takbir at-tahrima, when he says Allahu Akbar, that is the only time he has entered into salah, because now he has read the takbir. That takbir, the first takbir of salah, to enter into salah is fard. Secondly, we discuss qiyam, which is to be in the standing position. Thirdly, qira'ah, that is the recitation of at least three short ayat or one long ayat of the Holy Quran. At least this much needs to be read in order for the fard aspect of salah to be rendered complete. Number four, to make the ruku', that is to bow the upper half of the body. Number five, both the sajdas, making both the sajdas, that is to prostrate on the ground. And finally, the qaida akhira. What is the qaida akhira? The last sitting of the salah, to sit so long at the end of the last rakat of any namaz that one can read the tashahud. So to sit for that duration that one can read the whole of the tashahud, which is the dua at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So this is the tashahud, to sit for at least the duration of reading this dua, that is fard. Now the qaida akhira, why do we say akhira? Akhira means the last sitting. So you will also sit, for example, in a four rakat namaz, you will also sit after two rakats. But that sitting after two rakats is not fard. Only the last sitting, the sitting before you make salam, at the end of the salah, that is what is referred to as qaida akhira, and that is the fard one. Okay, so we've recapped the last or the six faraid of salah, and now we will begin with the wajibat of salah. So when we say the wajibat, what's wajibat? Wajibat is simply the plural of wajib, and wajib is a level that is slightly lower than fard. It is a level that is slightly lower than fard. However, it is also necessary that these acts are carried out. If these acts are carried out, they can be repaired or they can be corrected via what we call a sajda sahwa. Sajda sahwa is a sajda of correction. Sajda of correction. If a person has made any mistake in his salah by leaving out any of these wajib or necessary acts in salah unintentionally, then, and he remembers at a later stage in his salah, then he can rectify this error by means of making two sajdas, what we refer to as sajda sahwa or the sajda of correction. Now, the fard acts we mentioned, if anybody leaves those out, immediately the salah will be incomplete and the salah will be invalid and will have to be repeated. With regard to the wajib and necessary acts in salah, these must be carried out. However, if a person misses these out intentionally, then even the sajda sahwa or the sajda of correction will not rectify that salah. That salah will also have to be repeated. Sajda sahwa is only to rectify a wajib act that was left out unintentionally, not intentionally. So if a person does not perform the sajda sahwa at the end, meaning that a person missed out a wajib act unintentionally, then remembered that I missed out the wajib act, and then forgot to make the sajda sahwa. Or if one misses a wajib knowingly, that means, for example, you know that it is wajib to sit after two rakats, for example. And now a person intentionally does not sit after two rakats. Then even by making sajda sahwa, the namaz will not be correct. They will have to repeat that salah. So the principle here is that the sajda sahwa will rectify the salah on condition that the wajib or necessary act was left out unintentionally. Okay, so what does wajibat namaz mean? Wajibat namaz are those items that are necessary to complete the salah. If one misses any of them unknowingly or unintentionally, this mistake can be compensated by performing sajda sahwa. The performing of this sajda is as follows: that after the tashahud of the last rakat, so a person will sit in the last rakat, he will read tashahud, attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu tayyibat, till the end. He will make one salam to the right only. So as opposed to concluding salah, we will make one salam to the right and one salam to the left. In the case of the sajda sahwa, you will not read the durood after tashahud, nor will you read the dua after the durood, but you will just read tashahud. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat till the end. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. You will make one salam only. And you will make two sajdas. You will make two sajdas. One salam, two sajdas. Then you will sit again. You will start again with tashahud. Then you will read the durood. Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ala ali muhammad. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, the whole durood. Then you will read your dua after durood, either Rabbana atina fi dunya, or you will read Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi dhulman kathira wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta faghfir li maghfiratan min indik warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. That is the dua that is to be read after the durood. So you will read initially only tashahud, make one salam, prostrate twice, make two sajdas, and then read tashahud, durood, and the dua after durood, and then you will conclude the salah as normal. You will make both the salams. Like we mentioned, if one does not perform the sajda sahwa, or if one misses the sajda sahwa knowingly, or misses a wajib knowingly, it is necessary to perform that namaz all over again. So how many wajibat are there in salah? We will go through 7 of the 14 wajibat of salah. We will go through today, inshallah, 7 of the 14. We will conclude then with the other 7 next week, inshallah. Right. Fixing the first 2 rakat of the fard namaz for qira'ah. Right. So basically, in the first 2 rakats of the fard namaz, there must be qira'ah. Right. It is wajib to recite Surah Fatiha in all the rakats of every namaz. However, in the 3rd rakat of any fard namaz, it is sunnah to recite Surah Fatiha. So, if a person is reading a wajib salah, if a person is reading a sunnat salah, if a person is reading a nafal salah, in every rakat of every namaz, you must read the Surah Fatiha, it is wajib. Only in the 3rd and 4th rakat of a fard namaz. In a 3rd and 4th rakat of a fard namaz, the reciting of Surah Fatiha is sunnah and not fard. That means in a fard namaz, if a person has to stand up, if he's reading on his own, not behind the imam, if the ladies are reading at home, and in the 3rd and 4th rakat, you don't read any surah or any Surah Fatiha or any surah after that, your salah will be complete, because the reciting of Surah Fatiha in the 3rd and 4th rakat of a fard namaz is sunnah. But in any other namaz, it is wajib to recite Surah Fatiha in every rakat. Okay. To recite a surah or a lengthy ayat or three small ayats after Surah Fatiha in the first two rakats of Fard Namaz and in all the rakats of Wajib, Sunnat and Nafil Namaz. So here we said that to recite Surah Fatiha in every rakat is Wajib, except in the third and fourth rakat of a Fard Salah. Then after reciting Surah Fatiha, it is wajib to recite another surah, a small surah, or a lengthy ayat, or three small ayats from anywhere in the Quran Kareem after Surah Fatiha, in the first two rakats of Fard Namaz, and in every rakat of every other namaz. So now, we know this for sure, that in a Fard Namaz, it is wajib to recite Surah Fatiha and Surah in the first two rakats, and it is Sunnah to recite Surah Fatiha only in the third and fourth rakats. It is Sunnah to recite Surah Fatiha only, no Surah after Surah Fatiha in the third and fourth rakats, right? Then you come to any other namaz, a wajib, a nafil, a sunnat namaz. It is wajib to recite Surah Fatiha and a Surah in every rakat. So in a Fard Namaz, you will only read Surah Fatiha and Surah in the first two rakats, and then the reciting of Surah Fatiha in the third and fourth rakats is sunnat. If you want, you should read it. But if you don't read it, namaz will be complete. However, in a wajib, sunnat or nafil namaz, Surah Fatiha and a surah must be read in every rakat of every namaz. Right. Number four, to recite Surah Fatiha before any other surah or ayat. That means to begin the qiraat of every rakat with Surah Fatiha. Number five, to maintain the order between qira', ruku, sajda and rakat. To maintain order. That means sequence is important. A person cannot make sajda before he makes ruku. He cannot make qawma before he makes ruku. He cannot make ruku before he starts the qira'at, etc., etc. Everything has to be done in sequence and in order. Number six, qawma. What is qawma? The qawma is the standing after ruku. So we said that qiyam, standing in salah, is fard. Now when a person goes into ruku, when he comes up, the coming up from ruku into qawma is a wajib of salah. So a person cannot simply go from ruku straight into sajda. If a person goes from ruku into sajda, he will have left out qawma, which is a wajib of salah, meaning that salah will be incomplete. If he done it by mistake, then he can make sajda sahwa to rectify it. However, if it was done purposely, the person from ruku went straight into sajda, then this will not be accepted, and a person will have to repeat a salah. Similarly, the sitting between the two sajdas, what we term as jalsa. So standing in salah is qiyam. Standing after ruku is qawma. Sitting in salah, qa'idah. Sitting between the two sajdas is jalsa. Qiyam, standing in salah, is fard. Qawma, standing after ruku, wajib. Sitting in salah, the last sitting in salah, qa'idah akhira, is fard. Sitting after two rakats, wajib. Sitting between the two sajdas, wajib. So we can see that the salah has to be performed in sequence, it has to be performed in tartib, and it cannot be performed in a way where certain things are left out and certain things are superseded by others. So we must read salah in this fashion and in this sequence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Inshallah, next week we will continue with the balance of the wajibat of salah. I hope this was a beneficial lesson for all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it and make it easy for us to implement. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.